going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We are very happy right now to be joined by Mitch Holthus, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. He's going to join us coming up momentarily. Really excited to get his thoughts on Joshua Simmons as the Chiefs select an offensive tackle in round one. Let me play for you guys what Brett Veach had to say. I'll also play for you guys what Andy Reid had to say, and then we'll hear from Mitch Holthus. Here's Brett Veach.
We did a ton of work on Josh. I think everyone knows, you know, when he's healthy and the tape he had early on last year before the injury, I mean, it puts him up there in the upper echelon of, you know, what he could be and a future starter and difference maker at left tackle.
That was Brett Veach. Here's Andy Reid on their first round selection last night.
Josh, we felt was a phenomenal athlete. Would have been a higher pick, obviously, if he hadn't been hurt. Rick Burkholder has done a bunch of work on him, and he's in a good place. He's flexible where he can play any spot. But we felt like he was a true left tackle there.
That was Brett Veach and Andy Reid both commenting on Josh Simmons. You heard from two voices of the Chiefs. Let's hear from the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch Holthus joins us on the show today. Mitch, happy to have you join us today. Thanks a bunch.
Yeah, Sheeta. Excited. I'm as, like I told Fesco and Dusty this morning, I'm as excited about tonight as I was yesterday. There's a real chance today, but getting Simmons where they got him at the last pick and being able to get a fifth round pick and moving down one slot, I thought was awesome. Now we'll see how Simmons does in his injury rehab. That's a difficult one to come back from with a patella tendon injury. And it was October the 12th when he got hurt, but yeah, so excited there. And plus excited about tonight and tomorrow. The Chiefs are in a good position here.
Maybe this question got answered and I just missed it. I am curious on why Philadelphia made that trade to move up one spot. I didn't see a scenario in which Kansas City was taking a linebacker at 31. It feels like that player would have been there for them at 32 and they wouldn't have had to given up the fifth round pick, but what's done is done. They move up one pick in the draft to go get the player that they really like. I'm just surprised given what I deem Kansas City's needs to be.
See, I think I've learned today that they did it because they were scared the Chiefs would trade out of that pick and someone would take the Alabama linebacker ahead of the Eagles. And they had 4 fifth round picks. So it was win-win. It was insurance for Philadelphia. It wasn't that the Chiefs were going to take that guy. It was that somebody would jump the Eagles, trade with the Chiefs, and take that guy. But the Chiefs are like, okay, we'll go one, still get the guy you want. You move back one, and you get a pick in the fifth where you did not have a pick. And you can stay right there. We've talked earlier how this draft is deep, and you're going to get, you know, potential starter. You could get 2 potential starters tonight, and maybe one tomorrow, but getting that fifth pick also gives you equity if you want to move up tonight. Because there's a guy, I put it on Twitter today, there's a gob of players on this board that are really good that could be potential starters next year.
Right now, we're joined by Mitch Holtis, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, getting his thoughts. I do want to move forward to today, but let's go back and get his opinion. Josh Simmons was one of the players that I kind of circled as a possibility for them at 31. What I really like about this is I'm not sure if too many times the Chiefs will have the opportunity to get this caliber of an offensive line product. Just given where they select, you usually don't find starting potential left tackles or right tackles at 31. But the fact that the Chiefs have him, they can kind of redshirt him this year and bring him along slowly because you have Jalen Moore and because you have Juwan Taylor on the other side. This just felt like the right time to take this swing as a player because they don't have a pressing need heading into this draft.
I would agree emphatically. And I'm not throwing Wanya out. I think Wanya Morris, if he attacks the spring and summer, be a swing tackle at the least. Okay, but if you're going to pick 31, 32, or anything really below 20, and you're going to get a potential starting left tackle that would cover two contracts, it's going to have to be some injury issue. It's going to have to be something just like this, where teams will pass on him. If he wouldn't have got hurt, he would have been, I would think, the first tackle taken off the board, maybe Banks. But I think that it would have been Simmons. I mean, that was generally the thought coming into the 2024 season. And he was playing at a high level five games into the year, and then he gets hurt. But if you go back and look at his video, he's very athletic. Coach mentioned that. But think about what Coach in this offense demands of all five offensive linemen. They have to be able to move. They use their tackles, and they, in a set essence, pull them, not only in runs, but in screens and disguise screens very well. You've got to be able to move. And that's why some of the tackles are still on the board that Chiefs didn't take, is that they have to have mobility and athleticism and the ability to work in concert with the rest of the four guys in the offensive line. Let's just take a hypothetical here, and you mentioned the guys, they don't have to have him right away, and I do think this is a bit of a futuristic pick in Josh Simmons because of the injury. But let's say Simmons does hit. He becomes the guy that everybody thought he was going to be before the injury, and Suamaitia becomes a guard, and he's a really good guard. And now you got Creed, you're going to do a long-term deal with Trey, and then you let right tackle work itself out between Moore could move over there, or you've already got two guys over there that are there, basically. So you could have an offensive line that was set for at least 3 years and maybe even longer because you got Juwan Taylor there along with Wanya.
Yeah, and to me, that's the real value of this thing more than anything, that if you are playing this thing out just a bit and – you look at left tackle. Let's say that Jalen Moore has a fantastic season and it proves to be an every down 17-game, 18-game starter at left tackle. Well, this seems like a good position to be in. You either keep Jalen Moore at left tackle and you move Josh Simmons over to right tackle in 2026. You either put Josh Simmons at left tackle and you move Jalen Moore over to right tackle and he's proven that he can be an every down starter. Like, this just gives the Chiefs options and flexibility at a position where at least last year they were really having to figure some things out on the fly. And I think that this move, they kind of get out in front of, if something goes wrong, they have a couple of different things that could happen.
To back up that point, watch his San Diego State video. He played 13 games at right tackle, Josh Simmons, for San Diego State, and it's good video. And the way they used him was he's out in the edge and space a lot, but they also moved him. He was on the move there. And so this guy had 13 starts at right tackle with San Diego State, 13 very good starts after he transfers at Ohio State. That's what set him up for the 25 draft, thinking going into the 24 season, this is the guy. And then he wrecks his patella tendon in game 6, I believe, of the season, and then that's it. So that leads us to this point. But if you take that scenario and think it all the way through, you've got real potential here, with a super high ceiling that this guy could be your left tackle or a right tackle, but hopefully your left tackle for a long time.
Right now, we're talking to the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. Mitch, let's take a look ahead for just a little bit. I really want them to take a running back today. I love this running back class. I look at the running back room that they have, and there's not a lot of investment into the future. And I think you have an opportunity with either 63 or 66, or maybe you wait until 95. You got a chance to get a really talented running back for the next 4 years at a very, very cheap price. I really want them to take a running back at some point today.
Well, I'm with you. And the running backs, a couple of them have fallen. When only two go, we knew Genty was going to go high, and now he's in the division. But the other, Hampton, is also in the division, as Amarian Hampton goes to the Chargers. But that pushed down the two Ohio State running backs. Travion Henderson is still on the board. And, you know, he split time with Judkins, but maybe arguably the best 1-2 punch and one of the reasons they won the national championship. But there are other guys down the line who I think have real potential. At the least, I would love to get a third down back, which is a speed back. And a Tootin of Virginia Tech is like a high 4.3 guy. Jaden Blue of Texas is another guy that I think could be a third down type back speed guy. Then you got the power guys, Caleb Johnson of Iowa, and then Scadabo, who I love from Arizona State. Scadabo, if you look at, let's just take against the local teams, he took the game over against K-State. Like, he's my ball, you're done, I'm just going to take this game over. He kind of did the same thing to KU. And so he's a different, not a third down back as much as he would be like a power support type back. But he's not void of being able to catch the ball out of the backfield. I think he's a red zone monster, potential in the NFL. So I like him. Tootin of Virginia Tech I like because you've got some skill. Then there's the kid from SMU that used to be a wide receiver, Breshard Smith. And SMU turned him from wide receiver to running back. Again, great ball skills, as you might guess. And he has ability to run angles and circles and get mismatches against linebackers. And then I love the two local guys, Devin Neal, who played at Lawrence High and was KU's all-time leading rusher. I think it's going to be an outstanding pro. And I said that 3 years ago. And when I saw DJ Giddens play for the first time, I saw him live against Oklahoma State when Oklahoma State got beat 48-0 by K-State. And Giddens was like, who is this guy? A zero-star recruit out of Junction City. I go, he looks like an NFL back. Well, last year, when Deuce Vaughn goes to the Cowboys, Giddens takes over and puts the team on his back. So these guys are all names, to your point, that are sitting in there. And they could be sitting in there for sure at the end of the third and maybe even into the fourth, where you're going to get a guy at the very least who becomes a complimentary back or even potential a guy that I would love. I want the youngest version of Jerick McKinnon that you can find.
They have their offensive tackle right now. You and I are on the same page about running back. Those are two areas of need for this team. Outside of that, I'd like to see them potentially pick up an edge rusher, a developmental type. Maybe they pick up a defensive tackle because they lost Wharton and they kind of can develop somebody there. The good thing about this draft is the Chiefs just aren't pressed to do anything. So you really can go best player available and just keep taking good players, keep drafting, keep developing them, and keep turning them into quality starters.
If I'm still zeroing in on defensive tackle. I want a starting defensive tackle. If we get a starting defensive tackle, a running back, a wide receiver, edge guy, I mean, there's so many good players on the board. But there are potential starting defensive tackles, I think, that are on the board, even though four went last night. My absolute favorite, just me, is Collins. If you look at Collins of Texas, and I love him because he looks like Chris Jones. He's got long wingspread, Alfred Collins. And he had a medical earlier in the spring that I think has pushed him down. But he's got 7'1 wingspan, 7 passes defended, and he's blocked kicks. He runs down tunnel screens like he's a safety. And he's got hustle and effort. Derek Alexander of Toledo is another guy, scheme versatile. Think about Spags here. Spags doesn't want one guy just pigeonholed into a spot playing a zero or one tech. He wants somebody he can move inside and outside and fit like a glove with all the other guys in that defensive line room that all are versatile for the most part. But there's a bunch of guys there that can fill that role and even be an inside, starting day one inside technique guy.
A lot of people have this question today, and I'm curious if you've thought about it. I thought the Chiefs could have went in a lot of different directions at 31, and I would have been fine. If they had drafted Luther Burden at 31, I would have been cool with that. If they had taken Will Johnson, the corner from Michigan, I would have been fine. I liked Joshua Simmons as well. But just knowing Luther Burden, the kind of playmaker he is, are you surprised that the Chiefs didn't take a chance on his ability and adding another wide receiver to that room?
Well, you're saying they won't. It's still early, my friend. The thing is, 75% of his targets last year were inside of 10 yards. You really have to go back and look at his 23 video, don't you, or his 22 video? Like, I remember seeing him run fades and nine routes and winning in the red zone. And you tell me, was it scheme? Was it, I don't know, that he ended up being like, it's almost like the transition Juju has made. And Juju's doing an awesome job at it, by the way. I love Juju being on this team, because Juju's role now has become like the Jason Avant role of coach's first years here and his last years in Philly, where those guys are so critical in coach's offense. They become kind of the door hinge for the offense in many ways. And I like Luther Burden a lot, but what kind of pro does he project to? And I'm not casting aspersions on him. I'm just saying why, you know, people have got to look at all of his video. And not last year, where they were just using him as I don't say dink and dunk, but they were, all of his stuff was inside of 10 yards, like bubbles and tunnel screens and quicks. And so that's all fine and good. But in this offense, to thrive, especially as a young player, think of Xavier Worthy here, think of Rashi Rice, you've got to do everything. And you've got to be an X, you've got to be a Z, you've got to be a slot, and you better be able to run every route on the route tree. Not saying Luther Burden can't, but that's what you go through if you're the Chiefs, of looking, can he, will he? But I mean, there's a gob of wide receivers up here still. The best kid from TCU. The sad story was, you know, he lost his brother in that Sugar Bowl tragedy on Bourbon Street. But Jaden Higgins of Iowa State, there's a lot to like about him. I'm looking at this board. The other Iowa State guy, in fact, the local kid from Park Hill, Noel, who's smoking hot fast. There's Kyle Williams of Wazoo, Torrey Horton of Colorado State. Savion Williams is the Cordell Patterson of this draft out of TCU. And if you're going to, you're moving on from a guy like McCall.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hardman, then you find somebody that can do that kind of stuff, doing all of the jet sweeps and fake jet sweeps and all the stuff that works in this offense. So there's pages of wide receivers sitting there too, it's what makes today and tomorrow fun.
Mitch, what do you have up for today? I know you got something going on today. This is too busy of a day for you to just be sitting at home hanging out.
I ain't at home hanging out. We got our own draft room, by the way, on the third floor of the practice facility, almost directly above like the real draft room. So I got Austin Woodard, who's my draft guru, my research king from Joplin, Missouri. And then, of course, Matt McMullen. But I'm going to be at Chicken Pickle today. I'll be there, and we're expecting Josh Simmons to be there, our first-round draft pick. Chicken and Pickle in Overland Park. And I'll be there at 6, a little bit before that. I'm going to try to roll in there about 5:30, 5:45, so I can see folks and commiserate and talk and have this kind of chat personally. And then I'll be on stage and then Zoom right back, because this is going to be a very active night, my friend. Stay tuned.
Well, Rob and I are going to be at the Chicken and Pickle out in Overland Park, so we will see you later today.
Okay, let's go. Let's figure this out.
That is Mitch Holtz, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, joining us on the show today. He will be on the show, I presume, next week, as they have more selections than just their first overall pick. Mitch, it's always an honor and privilege to have you join us today. Thanks a bunch.
You got it, Snap Count.